The Eurasian collared dove is a European species, and it was introduced to North America first in the mid-1970s, and it was brought over to New Providence in the Bahamas, and that's where they were established. There has been multiple releases in different places, but the main initial pulse of birds that were brought over was in the mid-70s in the Bahamas.
How did they get all the way over here from the Bahamas?
Right, good question. Well, so birds have a lot of capability of dispersal, some more than others. And as it turns out, the Eurasian collared dove is one of these birds that disperses very easily. In fact, in Europe and Asia, where they're native, they actually have long distance dispersal events, and they've tracked these through birds that have been marked with bands and whatnot. And so it's not surprising that they can actually spread across North America. So anyways, the first detected Eurasian collared dove was in May 27th, 2007 in Lillooet.
Recently.
And it was quite recent, yeah, exactly. So it was about 7 years ago, and documented by myself and a huge party of birders with the BC field ornithologists, including the esteemed biologist and birder Dick Cannings from the Okanagan. And we were there on the Tom Cole or Tiffin Creek Forest Service Road that goes up near the Keatley Creek there. And we saw one and we flushed it. It was in the sagebrush, and that was the first sighting in Lillooet. And since then, we've seen them establish themselves here, and now they're in great numbers.